It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me over the phone today is Lisa Grimsley. Lisa is, of course, helping organize the Star Valley Shoot with the Wyoming Desperados Mounted Shooters. It's coming up at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and the 24th. Lisa, thanks for your time today. Exciting to have this event come back to the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. For those who are not familiar with it, Lisa, let's start out by telling us what mounted shooting is and what people can expect when they go watch.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for having me. We are the fastest growing equine sport in the country. Our riders will be coming from all over the country, primarily the Mountain West. For this event, we have our title sponsor is Bridger Animal Hospital in Thane, and so we're happy to have them this year as our title sponsor. We have $3,500 added money, so that helps to attract riders from across the country to come and participate. We have a beautiful facility at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds, and our riders have been, or we've been hosting this since 2016, and it has become a must-attend event. It is free and open to the public. Our riders shoot a 45 caliber single action revolver at a set of 10 balloons. So there's 5 balloons in one color and 5 in another. Our ammo is certified loads of black powder, which has a range of about 15 to 20 feet. So it's safe for the audience. And so the name of the game is to be fast and to be accurate. And we have a gender split, and we are in different classes, so you graduate up in classes as you continue to win and improve your skill. So it's a very fair and very unique scoring system compared to any other sport, and riders can bring as many horses as they would like to enter up, and it's family friendly. We have kids, our Wrangler class goes from basically a newborn to 12 years old, and then 13 and up goes into like an adult class, and then we have a senior class as well, so anybody over 50 has the option of going into a senior class. So we have a lot of riders that are well into their 70s and some into their 80s that are still very competitive on a national level. So
wow, that's amazing that they're still doing that and competing. Speaking with Lisa Grimsley this morning, and again, the Star Valley Shoot with the Wyoming Desperados Mounted Shooters happening at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, August 23rd and Saturday, August 24th. Lisa, you talked about a great overview of how the sport works, trying to shoot those balloons with the powder. What kind of training do both the rider and the horse do to get ready for this type of event?
Well, because it's a speed event, we have about 90 different patterns. So it's not like barrel racing where you're running the same pattern over and over again. So rider and horse really have to be a very united team and have all of their cues down and really just hone in on that, because you are going at top speed, and you know, you might be doing some rollbacks, you might have to, you know, doing some barrel turns, and your horse has to have a lot of trust in you as a rider, but the rider has to have a lot of trust in the horse as well. We do have a shotgun competition, and when the rider comes around the rundown barrel, they literally drop the reins on a horse that's running a straight line to the end of the arena. So you have to have a lot of confidence in your ability as a rider, but also in your horse. So, and you can go as fast or as slow as you would like, but if you want to get a check, you probably want to, you know, be going a little bit faster.
Sure, of course.
So we have had a lot of world and national champions that come. And in order to be competitive in any sport, you have to be on top of your game and practice with your horse. Once they're acclimated to the gunfire, then you just want to hone in on your skills and really refine them as far as like barrel turns and your gun exchange and you know, kind of just more of your patterns, and try to shave off, you know, that hundredth of a second just to keep you competitive. So a lot of it is just refining those skills once you get your horse acclimated to the gunfire.
Lisa, you mentioned there's going to be all kinds of age groups, different classes, different skill levels. You also just said that some of the best in the country, in the world, have come to this event. Maybe give us some of the names, some of the top riders and shooters competing in this event in Lincoln County that spectators should watch out for. And when they hear this name, know that this is going to be one of the good ones.
Well, they're all good.
I certainly didn't mean it that way, but certainly some of the top level riders and shooters.
With the CMSA, the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association, just finished our Western Championships down at the South Point in Las Vegas. The person that won, his name is J.D. Casperson. He won the men's overall, and he and his family will be coming to our shoot. And then Tyler Johnson, who has made a very good name for himself, they're coming up from Utah, along with Rick Johnson, Tyler's father. He runs in the senior men's five division. We are partnering this year with the Utah Club. We partnered with them last year, so the Utah Mounted Thunder counts this shoot as part of their point system for their club. So we're very honored to be able to have that partnership with them. And a lot of their riders are some of the top riders in the country. We have another lady, Taylor Call, who has done very well on the national circuit. She's a ladies four. We have Faith Yarbrough, who just started riding a few years ago, got into this sport, and is cleaning up. She just recently moved up at Nationals in Vegas and is now a ladies four. So that's a huge accomplishment to be competing locally, but also on a national level and get recognized. So you're going to be seeing people that do a tremendous amount of traveling throughout the country, primarily the Mountain West, and are very successful riders. And they're to be very respected for what they've earned in the arena. And most importantly, the mounted shooter community as a whole have exceptional sportsmanship and horsemanship. I mean, at the end of the day, we are all friends. And although we're competing for money and points, we treat each other with a lot of respect and dignity and good sportsmanship. And we're incredibly proud of that.
Absolutely. Again, that's Lisa Grimsley, the Star Valley Shoot with the Wyoming Desperados Mounted Shooters. That's happening at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Friday, August 23rd, 7 o'clock p.m. start time on Friday, and then back at it 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, August 24th. Free admission, the public welcome to come out and attend. Lisa, thank you for your time and for the information on this great event. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention about this event?
No, we'd like to see the public come and support this event. And if you're interested, I would be happy, any of us that are there would be happy to share our passion for this sport. We're always looking for new members. So that's always welcomed. You're welcome to come up to the Crow's Nest and we'll be happy to give you some information. And we have the Star Valley FFA Club again this year as our balloon setter, so this is a fundraiser for them. So we like to try to support the community that supports us. And a huge shout out to Bridger Animal Hospital and Dr. Lisa Patchy. They've been incredibly supportive of our event along with a lot of other local sponsors, and our riders take notice of that. So, and we have always been welcomed by this community, and that's exceptional.
That's Lisa Grimsley. And again, the Wyoming Desperados Mounted Shooters happening at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds, August 23rd and 24th. Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.